Okay, welcome back to our class for parents and educators in the Rebbe Sichas to Tzivas Hashem. We are in the second volume of Der Rebbe Retz Kinder, the Yiddish, the original Yiddish, page 63, with a Sicha entitled Der Kop von Yor, the head of the year. Let's just jump right in. Rosh Hashanah meint Der Kop von Yor. Rosh Hashanah means the head of the year, literally the head, like the body part, the anatomical part, the head. Wie es wird erklärt, als Punkt wie der Kopf von einem Menschen fährt an mit dem ganzen Körper und die ganze Aufführung von Menschen, alle seine Meisim, Red und Machschave seien abhängig im Kopf, als Leid, was fühlt und beschließt in sein Kopf, also pinktlich fiert sich alle seine Evarim. It is explained that just like the head of a person leads his entire body and his entire conduct in action, in speech, and thought is dependent on his head and according to his head and the decisions of his head is exactly how all of his limbs will conduct themselves. That's the mashal here, the analog. Is das selbe emes benegeya dem tog von Rosh Hashanah? The same is true about the day of Rosh Hashanah. Was is ähnlich zu dem Kop und alle Tag von Yor seinen wie die Evarim von Guf. Rosh Hashanah is like the head and all the other days of the year are like the limbs of the body. Die Aufführung von Jiden bemeschert dem ganzen Jahr ist abhängig in die gute Beschlüssen, was man nimmt an in dem Tag von Rosh Hashanah. And what that means is that the conduct of the Jews throughout the year is dependent upon the good decisions they make on the day of Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so we have here an analogy, that just like there's a body, and the body has a head, and the head conducts all of the limbs of the body, so too, we imagine the year is like a body, and each day of the year is like another limb of the body, and then there's the head of the year, which is the day that acts like a head toward the other days of the year and conducts them and leads them and directs them. How so? So there's many explanations how this is so, and some of them are more spiritual, but here the Rebbe gives it a very simple, accessible explanation, obviously relatable for children, that according to the good decisions, the resolutions that one makes on that day, which is called the head of the year, that will determine the conduct throughout the other days of the year. Now, before we continue, I want to ask a question. And if you looked ahead already, so you're going to know the answer. Don't look ahead. If I were to ask you, who is the head? You know, we spoke about, okay, let me get Kabbalistic for a second. In Sefer Yetzirah, it talks about Olam Shana V'Nefesh, that there are three dimensions in reality. Olam means space. Shana means time, nefesh means people, the spiritual dimension. So everything that exists has a counterpart in all three of those dimensions. So if there's a head in space, meaning in a body takes up space, right? So there's that concept in a body. So there's also a head in terms of time, right? We just spoke about there's a head of the year, a day called head of the year, 2 days really, which is one long day. Then in nefesh, in people, who's the head? Not what's the head or when is the head. What's the head? The head is the literal head. When is the head? Rosh Hashanah. Who's the head? Who, which person is compared to a head? Now you're going to say, I know what you're going to say, of course you're going to say the right answer, which is a Rebbe is the head. Right? Rebbe is Reish Beis Yud, Reish B'nei Yisrael. It's an acronym, the head of the Jewish people. And the leaders of the Jews are called Roshei Alfei Yisrael, the heads of the thousands of Israel. That's the term, that's the Lashon HaPosek, the expression that's used in Torah. And that's what I would think too. But the Rebbe is going to surprise us. The Rebbe is going to give a different answer to this question. Who is the head? Who is compared to the head of the Jewish people? Let's find out.
Der Eben dem Manter Inyen wegen Rosh Hashanah hat a spezielle Scheiches mit Zivis Hashem. The above mentioned teaching about Rosh Hashanah has a special connection to Zivis Hashem. How so? Die Soldaten von Zivis Hashem, dem Ebishten Zarmei, the soldiers of Zivis Hashem, Hashem's army, which are the children, seinen ähnlich zu dem Rosh, dem Kopf von der ganzen Welt, are similar to the head of the entire world. So who is the head? The children of Tzivos Hashem are the head. There's your answer.
Not what you expected, is it? And yet, after you hear it, you know what? This is actually a theme in the Rebbe's Torah. A lot of things that normally are said about a Rebbe, a Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rebbe flips it and says it about us. It's a common theme. It's a common, maybe we could verbring about it another time. But there are many examples where the Rebbe will speak about us as being like a Rebbe. And there's a whole explanation, you know, why that is. And, you know, the idea of a neshama klolis or a yechida klolis, a Rebbe. So the Rebbe will explain very often that, you know, that doesn't just mean that this person is above everyone. It also means he's inclusive of everyone. So that means he's sort of representative of everyone, or he's representative of your better self. So very often the Rebbe will speak about us in terms that we would think would be reserved for him. And here the Rebbe is speaking about the children in these terms. In fact, it was one Simchas Torah the Rebbe spoke about the children as Mashiach. Now, obviously, that's not the Rebbe's chiddush. It's a medrash. Al tigu b'mashiachai, do not touch my anointed one. Who is that? Tanekish shel beis rabin, the children. And the Rebbe, the Rebbe made a big deal about that. Who's Mashiach? The children are Mashiach, right? So, who's the head of the Jewish people? The children are the head of the Jewish people. Okay, let's continue.
Die ganze Beschäftigung von Soldaten in dem Ebischten Armee. The whole business of soldiers in Hashem's army is doch nur zu führen sich leiten rotzen von dem Ebishten, is only to conduct themselves according to Hashem's will, their commander-in-chief, and Hashem is the commander-in-chief, und zu sein emissar gute Soldaten, and to be truly good soldiers. Der commander-in-chief, der Ebishter, is doch der gewilltiker und Anführer, der Kopf von der ganzen Welt. Hashem is the leader and the head of the entire world. So again, we're using the head analogy. Hashem is also called the head. He's the leader of the world. Und der Ribber ist euch der Aufführung von Zivis Hashem, dem Ebishten Zarmei, zu entplecken die Führerschaft von dem Ebishten in der ganzen Welt.
So the job of Zivis Hashem is to reveal Hashem's leadership, his head-like quality, in the world. So how are the members of Zivis Hashem the head? Because they do the job of the head, and they show who is the head. So it's very interesting that by association, because the children show who's really the head, so by association they're also the head, because they show that Hashem is the head of the world.
Es ist nicht genug, was jüdische Kinder von Zivis Hashem kämpfen gegen dem eigenen Yetzirah. It's not enough that children, Jewish children in Zivis Hashem, fight their own Yetzahara, nor is they darfen in ganzen a wegtreiben dem Yetzahara von der ganzen Welt. They have to get rid of the Yetzahara from the whole world. Bis es bleibt nicht über kein Shirayim von dem Yetzahara, until there doesn't remain any remnant of the Yetzahara b'meila, fiert sich die ganze Welt leiten rotzen von dem Yetzer Tev, and then automatically the entire world will conduct itself according to only the Yetzer Tev, was das ist der rotzen von dem Ebishten,
and that means if you're following the Yetzer Tev, that means you're following Hashem's will. So, Jewish children aren't just meant to learn to follow their own Yetzer Tov, and reveal that Hashem is the head of their personal life, but they're meant to have a global impact and to reveal that in the entire world by influencing others. So truly, their mission is to show who's the head, and thereby they are also considered the head. Such an amazingly empowering idea. You don't just work for the head, you become synonymous with the head. I mean, and to say this to children, just such an empowering thought.
Und das tun auf die Kinder von Zivis Hashem, durch dem, was sie wirken auf ihre Brüder und Schwestern und der ganze Stub. And the Jewish children accomplish this, they accomplish showing who's boss of the world, who's head of the world, by influencing their brothers and sisters and their whole household, bis auf der ganzer Welt, until they affect the entire world, durch seine lebendiger Beispiel, by being an example von dem Ebishtin's a Soldat, what a soldier of Hashem looks like. Beschaß, man guckt sich zu auf ihm, der kennt man gleich, wer sie sein Commander-in-Chief.
When you look at a Jewish child, you immediately can tell who his commander-in-chief is.
Kommt euch, so it comes out, as die Etze Metzies von a guten Soldat in Zivis Hashem macht wissen dem Ebishtins Namen in der ganzer Sviva. So it comes out that the
very existence of a good soldier in Zivis Hashem makes Hashem's name known in the world. So he's a representative of Hashem. He stands for Hashem in this world.
Und das erweckt a Gefühl von Kovet zu dem Soldat und sein Mission. Und zu sein Commander-in-Chief, dem Ebishten.
And this wakes up a feeling of honor for the soldier and the soldier's mission and for the Commander-in-Chief, Hashem, who gave the mission. Okay, and so now you're going to say, all right, I hear the children are representing Hashem and they're influencing others to follow Hashem, and Hashem, they're showing how Hashem is the head of the world. But come on, we're still talking about little kids. Maybe they're heads in training. They're potential heads. They're the heads of tomorrow, you know, to be liberal, to be generous. But to call little kids the heads?
Und trotzdem, was es redt sich wegen kleine Kinder, and although we are speaking about little children, soll man sich nicht schrecken von einer große Schliches.
They shouldn't be afraid of such a big Schliches.
Zu uftun in der ganzen Welt,
that they have to accomplish in the whole world.
Weil das seine nicht stamm Kinder, they're not regular children, nur a selcher, was der Ebischter allein hat sei ausgeklibben und reingenommen in sein Armee.
They are the children that Hashem personally selected to be in his army. So there you go. Hashem gave them this shlichus, and we know the klal, shliach shel adam kamei say mamash, and like the Rebbe would say often, shliach shel adam ho elyon kamei say mamash, that by being a shliach from Hashem, kaviyachol, one becomes like Hashem, and this applies even to a little child.
Und wie bald as der Ebishter is der Bashefer von der ganzer Welt,
and since Hashem is the creator of the entire world, and like one of our 12 psukim say, that Hashem in the beginning created the heavens and the earth, is verstandig, it is therefore understood,
as die ganze Welt darf mechabed sein dem Ebishten Soldaten,
the whole world has to honor Hashem's soldiers,
und führen sich leiten rotzen von sehr beschäfer,
and conduct themselves according to the will of their creator. You hear that? The whole world is going to obey the soldiers of Hashem. Listen to the power that the Rebbe is giving the children. That they represent Hashem, and they're going to influence the whole world, and the whole world is going to respect them, and going to see, oh, we have to follow Hashem, just like the children follow Hashem, just like they are his good soldiers, and by association, these children will have this honor. Again, I keep saying the word empowering, but that is the word here, and it's the ultimate empowerment, because it's the ultimate power, and Hashem is, you know, making the children not just, hey, do this for me, but it's like, represent me, command respect on my behalf. Such a uplifting notion and such a unique way of speaking to children. Let's finish.
Kommt euch, als jüdische Kinder von Zivis Hashem seinen ähnlich zu Akop, was fährt an mit alle Teilen von Körper.
Now we're going back to the original analogy. Comes out, the Jewish children of Tzivos Hashem are just like a head that directs all the limbs of a body.
Weil sie seinen dem ewigsten Soldaten, was treiben weg dem Yetzirah von der Welt,
because they are Hashem's soldiers that banish the Yetzirah from the world.
Und als alle soll sich führen leiten Ratzin von Yetzer Tov,
and they see to it that the whole world will then conduct itself according to the directives of the Yetzer Tov.
Und so yarum and plecken ze die Malchus von Ebishtin,
and thereby they reveal Hashem's kingship in der ganzer Welt, in the entire world. So the children, the little children, by being a lebedeke beispiel, a living example, and influencing their brothers and sisters in their entire household, and by extension the entire world, they show that Hashem is the head of the world. And then by association, aren't they, after all, also the heads, the head in this world? And that's Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the head of the year, like the head of a body, and also we have the head of the world. Who's the head of the world? You are. You. The members of Tzivos Hashem. You are the heads of the world. Mind-blowing.